Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. What is etiquette? Etiquette is a set of rules that govern social behavior in a community. It includes how people interact with each other, such as manners, speech, and dress. It's important in business to communicate well, build relationships, and show respect. Etiquette is super important for successful communication and relationships in personal and professional settings. In today's digital age, it's really important to know how to write emails properly. This means following some rules that tell us how to communicate through email. By doing this, we can avoid confusion, act professionally, and make good relationships with our coworkers and customers. Keep it short and sweet. In email communication, it's important to keep things short and sweet. This means getting your message across in as few words as possible. Not only does this save time for both you and the recipient, but it also ensures that your message is more likely to be read and understood. To keep your emails concise and to the point, try to focus on the most important information you need to convey. Avoid including unnecessary details or lengthy explanations that could confuse or overwhelm the reader. One helpful tip is to use bullet points or numbered lists to break up your content into smaller, more scannable sections. This makes it easier for the recipient to quickly find the information they need without having to read through a long block of text. Remember, when it comes to email communication, less is often more. By keeping things short and sweet, you can ensure that your message is clear, concise, and easy to understand. Mind your tone. Here we'll talk about the importance of using a professional tone in your emails. Tone refers to the attitude and style of language used in email communication. It's important to strike the right tone in different situations, whether you're writing a formal or informal email. Using a professional tone is essential to avoid common mistakes, such as sounding rude or unprofessional. It's important you use the correct tone in different situations, whether you're writing a formal or informal email. Let's take a look at some common email mistakes that can be avoided by minding your tone. When writing a professional email, it's important to use language that is clear and concise. Avoid using slang or informal language, as this can come across as unprofessional. Instead, use proper grammar and punctuation to convey your message effectively. In formal emails, it's especially important to use a polite and respectful tone. Address the recipient by their proper title and use phrases like please and thank you to show your appreciation. On the other hand, informal emails can have a more relaxed tone, but still should be professional. Avoid using overly casual language or emojis that may not be appropriate in a business setting. By minding your tone in your emails, you can avoid common mistakes, such as sounding rude or unprofessional. Remember to always consider your audience and the situation when crafting your message. Be mindful of your audience. It's important to keep your audience in mind when writing emails. This means adjusting your tone and language to fit the person you're emailing. To do this, you can research the recipient to get a better understanding of their communication style and preferences. Here are some tips to help you tailor your emails. Use simple language that is easy to understand. Avoid using jargon or technical terms that the recipient may not be familiar with. Consider the recipient's position and level of expertise when choosing your words. Be mindful of cultural differences that may affect how your message is received. Always proofread your emails before sending them to ensure they're clear and concise. By taking these steps, you can ensure that your emails are well received and effective in communicating your message. Don't forget about formatting. When it comes to writing emails, formatting is just as important as the content itself. Good formatting can make your emails easier to read and more visually appealing. Here are some tips to help you use formatting effectively. Number one, use headings and subheadings to break up your email into sections. This will make it easier for the reader to follow along and find the information they need. Number two, use bullet points or numbered lists to organize information. This will help you avoid long paragraphs that can be difficult to read. Number three, use bold or italicized text to emphasize important points. This will draw the reader's attention and make sure that they don't miss any crucial information. By following these tips, you can make sure that your emails are clear, concise, and easy to read. Here are some final words. Let's summarize the key takeaways from this podcast. We've learned some valuable tips to improve our email communication skills, such as being clear and concise, using proper grammar and punctuation, and avoiding overly formal language. Now it's time to put these tips into practice and see the positive impact they can have on your professional relationships. Don't forget to share this podcast with your colleagues and friends who may also benefit from these tips. Let's work together to improve our email communication skills and achieve greater success in our careers. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.